Okay. All right, let's turn to the psychotherapy pamphlet, and we'll actually spend the rest of our time there. It's page 13. Those of you who have a first edition, it's page 11. And those of you with the Penguin edition, it's chapter 2, section 5, and it's paragraph 5. It's the paragraph beginning, A Brother Seeking Aid. But I'm actually going to read one sentence, sentence 6. And this culminates, summarizes our discussion of the Holy Spirit. So again, in the second edition of the pamphlet is page 13. In the first edition of the pamphlet is page 11. It's chapter 2, section 5, paragraph 5. Okay? And it's the paragraph beginning, A Brother Seeking Aid. All right, and I'm going to read sentence 6 of that paragraph. Yet he needs a voice, the he being the Holy Spirit. Here it would be God. Yet he needs a voice through which to speak his holy word, a hand to reach his son and touch his heart. Right? That's the same idea of touching those black-draped mourners, the worshippers of death, with the gentle hands of forgiveness. Right? That the Holy Spirit, God, need a hand within the illusion, because that's the form that that our brother who's an illusion would recognize, a hand to reach his son and touch his heart, which really means to remind the other person that there's a choice they can make, that there is a melody of love that will not hurt them.